Chapter 2. Cruel War. Glaring sunlight filled the treehouse.
"It's really hot here," said Jack.
"Especially in these clothes,"
said Annie. Their clothes had magically been changed. Annie wore a long dress. Jack wore scratchy pants and a long-sleeved shirt. His backpack was now a leather knapsack.
"Where are we?"
asked Annie. They looked out the window together. The treehouse had landed in a tree at the edge of a field, the same field on the cover of the book.
"It looks so peaceful," said Jack. "Where's the Civil War?"
"There,"
whispered Annie with a shiver. She pointed to the woods beyond the field. Jack saw a soldier riding a horse out of the woods. The horse was covered with mud. The soldier's blue uniform was torn. His arm was bloody. Another man rode into the field. His blue uniform was in rags, too. His head was bandaged.
"Oh, man," whispered Jack. "Who are they?"
He opened the Civil War book and found a painting of some soldiers in blue. He read to Annie,
1861 to 1865.
The Civil War is also called the War Between the States because it was fought between the Southern and Northern states of the United States. Southerners wore gray uniforms and were called Confederate soldiers. Northerners wore blue uniforms and were called Union soldiers. "So they're Union soldiers," said Jack. He pulled out his notebook and wrote, "Civil War, 1861 to 1865. Blue equals North equals Union. Gray equals South equals Confederate." Jack looked at his book again. He read aloud, "The Civil War was a cruel and bloody war. More people died in this war than in all of America's other wars put together. One out of every 5 young men in the nation died or was wounded."
"That's so sad," said Annie.
Jack wrote in his notebook, "Cruel war."
"Wow, they keep coming," Annie said.
Jack looked up. More Union soldiers were coming through the field. These didn't have horses. They all looked sad and weary. Some of them limped. Some of them helped others along. One man stumbled and fell down.
"I have to help," said Annie.
"Wait," said Jack.
She started down the rope ladder.
"You can't help," said Jack. "A kid can't help."
But Annie kept going.
"Don't forget, we have to find some special writing for Morgan," Jack called in a loud whisper. "Something to follow."
He packed the Civil War book and his notebook in his knapsack. Then he started down the ladder. When he stepped onto the ground, Jack saw Annie in the distance. She was holding her hand out to the fallen soldier. She helped him to his feet. The soldier slowly started walking again. Annie walked beside him.
"Oh, brother," said Jack, and he hurried to catch up with Annie.
The sun was scorching hot as Jack ran through the dry field. He was sweaty in his scratchy clothes. He caught up with Annie. Together they walked silently with the soldiers. At the edge of the field was a steep hill. Everyone stopped and gazed at the sight below them, rows and rows of white tents.
"Thank goodness," said the soldier beside Jack. "We're saved."